listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues our deep dive into the Word of Wisdom by helping you recognize and receive this powerful gift of the Spirit in your own life. You are never meant to walk in confusion. God has wisdom for your situation. The question is, are you listening? Our key verse for today is John chapter 16, verse 13. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth, for He will not speak on His own, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. So far this week, we have defined what the word of wisdom is, a supernatural word of divine direction, and we've unpacked its purpose and power. But now it's time to bring this home, because you can believe in the gift, know the scriptures, and quote the verses, but if you don't know how to recognize and receive the word of wisdom in your everyday life, then you'll stay stuck waiting for a breakthrough that's already available. So today I want to equip you, not just inspire you, not just teach you, but train you to walk in this gift with confidence. So let's start with this foundational truth. The word of wisdom is given by the Spirit, but it's received by a surrendered heart. John chapter 16, verse 13 says, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth." Now, did you catch that? It says, He will guide you. That's the word of wisdom in action. The Spirit isn't silent. He isn't vague. He doesn't want you lost in the dark, wandering around, and trying to guess what God is doing. He's your guide. And if you'll listen, He will lead you. But here's the first key. You can't recognize the word of wisdom if you're constantly surrounded by noise. This world is full of opinions. Your mind is full of options, and your heart is often full of emotion. That's why the word of wisdom usually comes not in the chaos, but in the quiet. It's often a whisper, not a shout, a sentence, not a sermon. But when it comes, your spirit knows. This is why 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12 is so powerful. Elijah didn't hear God in the wind. He didn't hear Him in the earthquakes. He didn't hear Him in the fire. It was a gentle whisper. That's how the word of wisdom often shows up. So, how do we recognize it? Let me take you through a few biblical markers that will help you discern when the Holy Spirit is speaking through this gift. So, number one, it brings clarity, not confusion. God is not the author of confusion. The word of wisdom pierces through the fog. You might be wrestling with 10 different options, and then suddenly one path stands out. It's not louder, it's not flashier, but it's clear. It aligns with Scripture, it aligns with peace, and it doesn't feel forced. It feels right. That's the Spirit guiding you. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21 says, "Your ears will hear a word behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it,' whenever you turn to the right or you turn to the left." That's exactly what the word of wisdom feels like. That still, small voice whispering, "This is the way." And when He speaks, it brings settled direction. Number two, it is consistent with the character of God and the word of God. The Holy Spirit will never give you a word that contradicts the Bible. Let me say that again for the ones in the back. The Holy Spirit does not give direction that conflicts with the written word of God. If what you heard leads you to compromise, dishonor, division, pride, or confusion, it is not the word of wisdom. It might be your emotions, it might be the enemy, but it's not the Holy Spirit. James chapter 3, verse 17 gives us a checklist. The wisdom from above is first pure, then peace-loving, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial, free of hypocrisy. So when you think you've received a word of wisdom, measure it by that. Is it pure? Is it peace-loving? Is it full of mercy? Or does it sound more like your flesh trying to justify what you want? God's wisdom never leads you away from his heart. Number three, it often comes in moments of prayer, worship, or spiritual conversation. This gift flows easiest when you're already postured to listen. I can't count how many times that I've been in prayer, not asking for answers, just seeking the Lord, and suddenly, boom, one thought, one sentence, one phrase, and it's like a divine download, a strategy, a solution, or a shift in direction. And that is the word of wisdom. Sometimes it comes during worship, and sometimes when I'm talking with someone and I just feel the atmosphere shift, and then I catch myself saying something that I didn't plan, and I know it wasn't just me talking. Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, verse 12, the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. That's what happens when we stay connected to him. He speaks when we least expect it, but always when we most need it. Number four, it often comes with unshakable sense of peace and conviction. You might not understand all the details. You might not even feel qualified to speak it out, but something deep inside you says, this is it. The peace of God rises, the doubt fades, and you realize this is more than an idea. This is a word of wisdom. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 says, let the peace of Christ, to which you were indeed called in one body, rule in your hearts. That word rule literally means to act as an umpire. Let peace call the shots. Let it be the final word. Because the word of wisdom doesn't produce panic. It produces peace. So that's how you recognize it. But now, I want to talk about how you receive it. Because some of you have been desperate for direction, but you haven't yet positioned yourself to receive what the Spirit wants to release. So let me walk you through four ways to posture your life to receive this gift. Number one is ask for it in faith. James chapter 1, verse 5 says, but if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and it will be given to him. It doesn't say might, it says will. But don't miss verse 6. But he must ask in faith without any doubting. If you want a word of wisdom, ask, but ask it in faith. Expect to hear. Stop thinking that God only speaks to the super spiritual. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you have access to this gift. It's not about status, it's about surrender. Number two, stay in the Word. God's Spirit always confirms his Word. The more you saturate yourself in Scripture, the easier it is to discern the difference between your voice and the enemy's voice and the Spirit's voice. Psalms chapter 119, verse 130 says, the unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Sometimes the word of wisdom doesn't come as a voice. It comes as a verse. One line from Scripture suddenly jumps off the page and into your spirit. It hits different. And that's not random. That's God speaking. Number three is listen more than you speak. We live in a loud world. Everyone wants to be heard, but the word of wisdom is received by the quiet heart. You have to slow down. Shut the noise off. Learn to listen, not just with your ears, but with your spirit. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4 says, "He awakens my ear to listen as a discipline." Receiving wisdom begins with learning to listen, not just talk, not just think, but listen. Number four is be willing to act. This is where many people miss it. They want a word of wisdom for their situation, but deep down, they're not ready to obey if it challenges their comfort. But let me tell you, God doesn't waste his words on people who won't listen. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23 says, "Turn to my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you." In other words, when you position yourself to obey, God releases more. When you act on the last word, he will give you the next one. But if you ignore what he's already said, don't expect more revelation. God speaks to those who are ready to move. So here's the question. What is the Holy Spirit trying to say to you? Is he prompting you with the word of wisdom, but you're too distracted to recognize it? Has he already spoken, but you haven't responded? Is he inviting you to quiet your heart so he can speak clearly? He's not holding back. He's not hiding from you. He's just waiting for your full attention. Now, as we bring this to a close, let me challenge you. Practice recognizing his voice. Slow down. Get quiet. Open the word. Ask for wisdom and expect to receive it. The more you walk in step with the Spirit, the more you'll begin to sense those moments when a word of wisdom is being released. And don't be afraid to speak it. Some of you have had moments where the Spirit gave you insight and you held it back out of fear. You said, "What if I'm wrong? What if I mess up?" And let me tell you, I have been there. I had a word for somebody, but I was too afraid to say it. And I still feel like I should have come out and just said what needed to be said. And it was simple. All I needed to say was, "They are." And it would have changed whatever was going on in this person's life. But I was too afraid. So listen. Act. Don't hold back, because that fear is the enemy, not Jesus. So listen. When your heart is yielded and your words are rooted in love and truth, the Holy Spirit will take your obedience and use it to accomplish his will. This world is hungry for wisdom. The church is desperate for clarity. And the Spirit is ready to speak through you. Now, tomorrow, we will talk about counterfeits, cautions, and the common mistakes that believers make when trying to operate in this gift. Not everything that sounds wise is from the Holy Spirit, and we need to use discernment more than ever. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the Linktree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.